Elissa Walker Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. We are deep in the heart of Texas here in Houston, and right now we're going to shift gears. We're going to go around the horn and talk some Astros baseball. Astros beat writer for MLB.com and author Brian McTaggart is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. His new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It is the ultimate resource for true fans of the Houston Astros. We're going to encourage you to go out and get a copy. Good evening, Brian. It's nice to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on the book. And before we take time for that review, give us the pulse on how things are playing out so far. Some early impressions from the Houston Astros.
Well, they're scuffling a little bit. That's not a surprise if you've watched them. They're really not pitching very well, giving up too many home runs, walking too many batters, which it's tough because offensively they're clicking pretty well for the most part. They do have a couple of spots in the lineup that are struggling, but they are leading the major leagues in home runs. So I think for them to kind of get it turned around a little bit, it's going to start with pitching, which, of course, is the way the game's been played for 100 years. It all starts with pitching, right? So they got to get the starting pitching ironed out, the bullpen ironed out. But we're only about 2 weeks in, so they got a long way to go, but they have some challenges ahead of them for sure.
You know, Brian, you mentioned offensively that they're clicking on all cylinders. Talk to me about the big headlines with Astros rookie Tyler White named AL Player of the Week. This is a feel-good story. Tell me about his dynamic play and production.
Yeah, Tyler White is a 33rd-round draft pick, which is very unusual. A guy is drafted that late week
yeah.
in the majors.
Uh-huh.
And he was a walk-on in college. So he's kind of been a guy who really hasn't been on anybody's radar through his whole career. But all he did once the Astros drafted him was hit through the minor leagues, and they couldn't help but keep promoting him. And then last year in AAA, he was hitting close to 400. And he came to spring training with a chance to win the first base job. And so what he'd do in spring training, he hit. And so he started the season at first base, and he's done nothing but hitting around 500 9 or 10 games into the season, and showing some pop as well with 3 home runs. You know, he's not a big kid. He's probably 5'11", 6 feet. He has a little bit of a funky swing, but he's got great bat-to-ball skills, doesn't try to do too much, just doesn't seem overwhelmed or too big for the moment, and it's just been really, really fun to see. And he's the kind of player that lineup needs. He doesn't strike out a lot. Makes contact, and they need as many of those guys as they can get. But he's inched his way up to the lineup now. He hits fifth on most nights, and pretty cool story about Tyler White.
You know, you share about his background. I enjoyed your feature on MLB.com about him. That, you know, he really doesn't seem overwhelmed by who he's facing. He's got incredible confidence, and he's got swagger at the plate.
Yeah, and I think you see a lot of guys now that swing so hard, they swing and they fall down or go to a knee and just trying to hit that long ball. And it's easy to do at Minute Maid Park because you look at left field and the Crawford boxes are only 315 feet and you're like, wow, I can get one up there. But Tyler has the same approach, you know, every time, just that really steady, even-handed swing. And he swings at strikes. You don't see him chasing a lot of balls out of the strike zone. And that's something that I'm sure that the Astros wish the rest of their players can do. But he's just a natural hitter, and it's going to be interesting to watch how he progresses the rest of his career. Will he get more power? How are teams going to start playing him? Are they going to start shifting him? He hits the ball at the middle a lot. So he's got some challenges ahead, but so far, so good.
What do you think is the reason why he has been able to transform his game and really surprise everybody?
Well, I think he's just sticking to what he's done his whole life. I mean, he played high school ball. He was a great hitter. He didn't have any scholarship offers, like I said, and he walked on at Western Carolina, and he was a great hitter at Western Carolina. And because of his size and, you know, the fact he just wasn't a power hitter, he just never, the scouts just didn't fall in love with him like one of these, you know, like one of these big 6'3" guys that scouts just drool over. And so the Astros took a shot at him, and I think in a way that's benefited him because there's no pressure on him. He hasn't been, a lot of people haven't come up and said, well, you need to hit this way and this way. He's just kind of laid in the weeds and hit the way he knows how to hit, and it's worked so far.
You're listening to the voice of Brian McTaggart. He is the Astros beat writer for MLB.com. We're going to be talking about here momentarily the author of his new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We would love for you to connect with us. Join us online at Twitter tonight at eRadio Sports. And you can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Now, Brian, obviously some other news this week is that the longtime Astros general manager, Speck Richardson, he dies at the age of 93. How will he be remembered?
Well, Speck is going to be remembered for making really some of the, I guess, some of the most lopsided trades in Astros history. I guess at the top of the list, you have to look at Joe Morgan. He traded Joe Morgan away.
Right.
Joe Morgan began his career in Houston. They traded him away to the Cincinnati Reds, and he went on to become the cornerstone of the Big Red Machine. He was a two-time MVP and won two World Series. Now, Morgan came back at the end of his career in 1980, but the bulk and the good years of his career were spent in Cincinnati after he was traded away. The same can be said for Rusty Staub, who was a young, up-and-coming star with the Astros, or the Colt 45s, rather, and he got traded away and ended up having a pretty long and illustrious career with a lot of clubs, including the Expos and the Mets. That was a trade I think he would like to have back as well. And then another one is Mike Cuellar, a pitcher the Astros had, traded him to the Orioles. And then he was, I think, a two-time 20-game winner on that great Orioles pitching staff in the 1970s. And Mike Cuellar, you know, went on to do some terrific things, and, you know, another one they would like to have back. So, unfortunately for Speck, you know, he was a good baseball man and did a lot of good things. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to some of those trades that he made, trading away some young players who went on to be stars elsewhere that I'm sure that he would like to have back.
And his decisions, certainly, as you said, they have impacted the Astros long-term. They impacted them. Tell us about your new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It is jam-packed with lots of great and memorable stories.
Yeah, the book is basically, it's 100 chapters of 100 different events, stories, people, things you should go or do if you're an Astros fan. It's mostly about Astros history and events in Astros history. I mean, we cover everything from the start of the franchise to the Astrodome to the scoreboard to the rainbow jerseys, and then just about every great player in franchise history. We have a chapter on him, and I tried to talk to as many players as I can, and you know, we covered guys from Dickie Thon and Enos Cabell to Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio and Terry Poole and everybody in between. And it was just a lot of fun. I mean, I think if you're an Astros fan, you're going to read this, and a lot of this stuff you're going to know, and you're going to remember and have some good memories. And then I think a lot of it you might not know, and hopefully you'll be able to say, wow, that was pretty cool, I didn't realize that. Or maybe you know maybe you know some of the story, and you can find out a little bit more. It's sort of like an encyclopedia or a Bible, if you will, for Astros fans. And it's pretty timely. I mean, we go all the way through last year's season. We talk about last year's season and their improbable run of the playoffs. And there's a chapter about Carlos Correa and how he got his start and being drafted and so forth. And we go all the way back to the early 1960s when the Colt 45s were born. So, no matter how old you are or how long you've been following the Astros, there's stories in there and things you can learn. And so far, the response has been good. And we hope, who knows, maybe after this summer we can add a few more chapters to it.
You bet. Hey, Astros beat writer for MLB.com, Brian McTaggart, and we're talking about his brand new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So how much better are the Astros than they were in 2015? Because they've returned nearly every key player from last season's playoff run.
Yeah, they returned every key player pretty much. They added a few players as well. They traded for Ken Giles to go in the bullpen. He's a hard-throwing reliever, and so far Ken's off to a little bit of a rough start, allowing 3 home runs in his first 4 outings. But, you know, I think he'll get it ironed out. They added some pitching, starting pitching in Doug Pfister. And so he stepped in, and, you know, he'll do a good job. Lance McCullers started the year on the disabled list. So did Evan Gattis, recently returned from the disabled list. But, you know, they should be better. I know Sports Illustrated picked them to win the World Series, and, you know, unlike last year, they came out of nowhere. Nobody expected them to do anything, and now they have expectations on them. And they had a lot of media attention during spring training. And like I said, they had the Sports Illustrated cover, and and people are kind of gunning for them now.
Okay, Brian McTaggart has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, Astros beat writer with MLB.com. He's got some great stuff online. Also, go out and get a copy of his brand new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Congratulations, Brian. You were a fantastic guest. We look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Much more coming up right here at YSRU. Stay close.